Welcome to the podcast.
God damn it, Si.
71.
71.
It's a number.
Oh, yes.
I feel like we're closer than we normally are doing these.
Yeah, we are.
That's okay. Should we get closer?
It's because we had a bonding experience.
We're very intimate right now.
We should, like, get just one microphone, or just put all the microphones on one mic stand in the middle, and just stand really close to
them. Or just get one of the Omni mics, and yeah, just, like, I'll talk into one.
Let's start a barbershop quartet, and just sing into the microphone.
You know, a quartet is four people. There's five quartet. Shut up. In the room.
Barbershop quintet.
Barbershop quintet. What is that?
Quintet? Five?
No, I know, oh my Jesus. A barbershop quintet. What is that? It's like they just start singing out of
nowhere.
Yeah,
they sing.
Yeah, it's
a
barbershop.
Never seen
that
thing. Happen ever.
Have you ever been to a barbershop?
Never seen a barbershop quintet.
There you go.
There you go. That explains it.
That makes sense. Do they really do that?
Yeah, every time you walk into a barbershop, they always sing.
I'm going to start going to a barbershop.
You fucking liar.
I know he's a liar. Hey, we went to a
maybe
restaurant
in like the 40s.
Kind of like that.
What? Johnny Rockets?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that place.
We just stayed like 2 weeks ago. That was a good burger.
Oh my god, Joey. For real?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Silence your devices.
Away. Silenced.
For a moment, I thought you were talking about someone else.
Silence your laptop, Joey.
Silence your computer, Joey.
Did you know that the day before... Was it the day before Worlds or the day before UCA was National Silence Day?
Is that where people don't talk to support games or something?
But I follow Loot Crate, and they have a... Or not Loot Crate. Is it Loot Crate? Maybe. And they have a bunch of, gaming team stuff like that. Uh-huh. And a lot of them took it as National Silence Day, as in, the silence
from Doctor Who.
So they all did the little
scratch
marks on their arm. It was fucking awesome.
Which is, if you did it in red, would it be confused with the suicidal people in the first place because they try to cut their wrist?
Oh, yeah. See, look, it all comes full circle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're talking about the wrong silence, but that's, yeah, is that anything like a menage a trois?
I was expecting Nikki to say it, and I was going to tell her to shut up.
See, it's cool when we do it, Nikki.
Shut up!
We
should kick your ass.
The song at the same time.
Let me blow you away.
This is the start of our barbershop quintet. Yeah.
Bum, 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 blow, 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 away.
That video needs to happen.
Oh my god. Can we please?
Yeah.
So,
I agree. I agree that should happen.
I have an idea for a video
series
that we could do. Now, I don't know if we should talk about it on the podcast.
No,
we'll
talk about I was going to say,
does it
involve dick sucking? But I was going on to
dick
saying
sucking?
That you're not invited.
Yeah.
Fine, then. I'll start my own casino with blackjack and hookers.
A fellatio quartet?
Yeah. Grapefruit, anybody? Anybody like grapefruit?
Yeah.
Anyway, as you were saying, video series.
Yes.
Well, no, I was saying that we should talk about it at dinner.
Yeah, but the base of it is something we do already, but it's going to be based off of it.
Singing. Lots of alcohol.
A lot of stupid shit.
A lot of alcohol and singing.
And stupid shit.
Pretty much sums up our lives in two things.
But yeah, so it's just an idea. I've already gathered materials to make it happen, so.
So does your shirt say something?
New matter.
No.
Well, I mean O8+... Square.
I think it's just showing
it says
different
plus square.
Shapes.
Circle 8 plus square. I bet there's a code in there, and those are coordinates, and there's buried treasure there.
No, that's okay. That's for the controller for their new game system that they're coming out with.
A 3D printed game system?
Yeah.
All the electronics are made of biodegradable plastic.
So yeah. I saw something that was like, they printed a gun out of a 3D printer that was fully capable of shooting a bullet.
Yes.
Yeah.
How is that even fucking possible?
Because
can you print a fucking burger and eat it?
No.
You can't eat a gun either. actually, I take that back.
Oh,
I take
God.
That back.
Austin's ready.
You can print food.
Yeah, but you can't eat it.
Yeah, you can. No. Do you know how 3D printers work? It's filament.
No, I don't.
Basically, it's filament instead of ink, so it's like this long strand of something that goes and it gets hot and it melts through, and that's when you print it and it cools and you've got plastic, okay? So,
so everything's plastic.
Chocolate.
Guys,
essentially.
I have a new idea for a Kickstarter.
Well, hold on. I'm already be having this, because it already exists, maybe. Instead of filament, the filament is sugar. Strands of sugar, and you can make desserts and stuff.
That's neat.
Just pure chocolate.
Yeah,
I'm chocolate.
It is chocolate.
Melted chocolate.
Yeah.
I like my idea better, though.
No, it is, like, they have
I
chocolate.
I like your
no,
idea
better,
better too.
Better
feed me.
My idea. But think about it. You could, 3D print a penis made out of chocolate. And then
they already have
chocolate.
Molds for that.
Yeah, they do.
Or You know those impossible
shapes? They fill them with ice cream and stuff?
Are they like real life size? Do you have to like mold your dick and then you take
And they're filled with like...
It's like a clay mold. And you get an erection, you smash it into the mold, so it's like there, and then they have the chocolate that you pour in, it's melted chocolate, and you put it in a freezer or a
But you must remove your penis first.
That's an important step.
No.
Get your own
penis. It's actually just a chocolate condom.
They actually...
Well, that was the chocolate one. I don't know how other ones work.
Can I talk?
No.
I know what she's going to say. I know what she's going to say. They also make homemade dildos.
No. Oh. I was going to say, no, they make hollow ones filled with ice cream, and it's...
That's even cooler.
I'm just imagining.
It's got vanilla ice cream coming out the top. Like, yep.
I don't have it.
I'm just.
I never said that.
Tell us more, Si.
Nope. You got this?
There was like a Klondike or some other type of snack like that, to where when you bite on it, it's like a very thin shell of hard chocolate on the outside, but the inside is like pure vanilla ice cream. It's
That's
thick.
What it was.
Yeah, but like, shapes. I'm just imagining like drooling everywhere. And you're like, oh no, this is a horrible idea.
Now I kind of want one just to like tear it apart and like stir the shit out of it.
Loud.
Is it my mic?
No,
it's fine. Probably me and Nikki because Nikki talks really loud.
I don't talk that loud.
And we're moving in close so it can hear us.
You're moving in too close.
It's all the same.
What was that?
What?
I don't think my mic's picking up anything. Oh, yep, there I am.
Yeah, no, and actually the tiny ones are fine. That's all right. We'll just fuck around with the volumes later.
I'm looking up notes, by the way.
What notes are you looking up? Do you have notes? Notes. Do you take notes? Who the fuck takes notes? I didn't even study in school.
I meant for the podcast.
It's a shame we're not still in school and like we're just writing podcasts as a class. She's just like, are you writing notes? Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I am. Writing all this shit down.
Oh, so my manager is finishing his last class at HCC today.
Oh, good.
Like, he clocks out early every day, and I just assumed he did his manager stuff, you know, leaving early like managers do. But he's like, nope, I'm doing my last class today, and I'm getting my blah, blah, blah. I'm like, cool.
So he's a manager, but he's still in school to be a manager.
There's someone who has a doctorate. She has a PhD, and she works with my company.
I'd cry.
Is she, like, a sales rep on the phone?
No.
Tier one tech support?
She basically charges people like a lawyer.
Okay.
It's, hey, we can integrate your system with ours, but it's going to be $2,000, and then we charge hourly after.
Man, I was part of a deal today that was proposed for $300,000. Do you know how weird it is to be in a room where everybody's saying the word $300,000 as a serious number? Like, yeah. That sounds very fair.
Yeah, and you wanted him to hang out later, Nikki.
Oh.
What?
You said you had a conference call and stuff.
Oh, yeah, this morning. Yeah, I ended up, yeah.
Was that regarding that?
Yeah, it was, actually.
And Nikki's like, well, you can just, like, not do anything today.
Yeah.
What?
$300,000.
It all worked out. It was all
more
fun.
Margaritas, Austin. I still have
Nikki, do you know how many margaritas we could buy with
$300,000? I'm okay with drinking margaritas tonight.
You can buy
three
$100,000 margaritas.
I blacked out last night. I'm ready to go again.
She made margaritas last night. They were pretty good.
Yeah, I know. I just went out and got shit-tanked.
I was hanging out with my main bitches.
Yeah.
I was like...
I was sick.
I was hanging out with Dan, and I was like, we're celebrating this motherfucker's holiday.
Daniel's Mexican.
It's on my Snapchat. If you're not on my Snapchat, you're a loser.
Why don't I have your Snapchat?
I have yours. We added each other. You're under my most recents because I added you. But it's like, I meant, when I have to scroll down, I open
that. Is that how you scroll like that? That's a weird scrolling maneuver. I don't even know how.
Austin was there too. Did you guys not put stuff on your story?
What
stuff?
Like Snapchats.
I do.
Not put Snapchats
occasionally.
Yeah, all the time.
Did you
have you
my
in the recent, like, 10 days?
This morning?
No.
The reason I don't is because I don't want certain
my
people to see
it. My name is Michael Jacobs, and I hate babies.
Yeah.
Take pictures of birth control and say that.
Do you guys see my Snapchat story?
All right.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Do
so,
you?
Yes.
Nikki, how do you pronounce the thing that Nico is? What kind of dog is he?
A Belgian Malinois.
Yeah. I'm going to get one. And since the only other thing that I know comes out of Belgium is waffles, I'm going to get one and name him Waffle.
Actually,
waffles, it's so cute.
No, just waffle.
Just waffle.
Just single waffle.
No, just waffles.
No, that's
waffle.
A cat.
A single waffle. He is a single Belgian waffle.
I actually have Belgian waffles in Belgium.
Can
I
you cover say
waffles?
Water. I think they're just called waffles in Belgium.
Yeah. and they're called dogs. There too.
Well, you know,
called a Malinois.
You know, in France, French fries are actually called freedom fries.
I thought it was the other way around.
Yeah, that's the other way around. They wanted to call them freedom fries in the U.S.
because they didn't want the France.
No, because they don't call. Why would they call them French fries in France?
They just call them fries.
They call them freedom fries.
I think they call them crisps.
Yeah,
no, I think that's like Britain. Fucking totally freedom fries
or something.
Potato strings,
not fries.
It's a potato stick.
No, crisps is chips. And chips is fries.
Right.
Yeah.
In England.
Yeah. But we're talking about France. Or the
is
freedom.
France not in Europe?
I think in France. Europe. I think in French fries are called I surrenders.
Oh.
Damn. God damn it. Stop mentioning food. Shots I am fired. So hungry.
Nikki's hungry.
Already? You just got here. Why didn't you guys eat on the way here?
Actually, she was in the car thinking, I'm hungry.
I was, and I told you that.
She probably thinks, before, well, I shouldn't eat before the podcast because we're going to go eat after. Even though she was hungry 6 hours ago.
No, that doesn't make sense.
That's what I thought, actually, when I was at work. I was like, I have macaroni and cheese that I could either save for tomorrow for lunch, or...
Why would you eat something with cheese in it?
Because
he likes poor decisions.
YOLO, bitch.
I eat cheese pizza.
He likes to exercise his bowels, that's all.
Yeah.
They get a fucking workout, man.
Yeah. The word exercise just makes me sweat, so...
Ew, no, the word exercise makes
me... Ben and I worked out Friday, people. And I fucked up my back big time.
By doing bent over rows.
Yeah.
How the fuck do you do that?
Because I have a broken back already.
Well, don't do bent over
rows. Yeah, no, I'm not anymore. I'm done with those.
I was doing a Euro training with the bench press. I was like, this is nice. Euro training!
Oh my god.
Just kidding, I didn't
You
throw
should post the Terry Crews video in there for reference.
Oh,
Terry
Crews.
Oh, yeah.
The Euro training video. Oh my god.
Euro training!
What?
And while you're at it, just because you should put the Scott Sterling video up.
Yeah. I'll put the Scott Sterling video up too.
Me and Simon have been obsessed with that like all week.
You know that stage.
I don't have
your
Snapchat.
Okay.
Obviously, it's
no, it was real.
Well, the way
fuck you kick a ball and hit a post and nail a guy that's running away from the fucking goal.
Well, see, the way you said it, you're like, oh, the announcers make this video so funny. I'm like, well, yeah, that's the point of the video.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny in itself because he's getting kicked in the face by a ball over and over again. Even when he's in the fetal position, he just looks over his shoulder and he's like, geez, he's done. That was laughing, and then the fucking announcers make it 10 times better. And me and Ben have just, like, been texting each other, like, what they say back and forth. Like a mustached lion dragging a gazelle through the Serengeti. I do, Scott Sterling. I do.
With his fast face reflexes.
This is cat like face reflexes.
Oh, so man. Good.
We got to stop ruining
the lines. I know.
Yeah.
They're going to watch it and be like, yeah, I already said all it.
All right, but my favorite part of the video is wet. And we're back.
And that's how Ben ended up with a bucket of semen.
Ben likes.
They're back to podcast like.
12.
No, because it was
after that. Was like
we had the new mics. It was in the early 20s, probably.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we definitely had... It was when we moved up to the family room.
Yeah, I know.
I'm in my early 20s.
Maybe 32. I'm voting 32. That's my answer.
Guys, in August, I will officially be in my late 20s.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Fucking old man.
Now I know how Cy feels.
Already in my late 20s.
I think that would still be mid-20s. I would say 24, 25, 26 are mid-20s.
Yes.
I agree.
And then 7...
Yeah, I'll be,
because 7 would still round down to 5.
True.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Keep it there.
I think 7 is a median in between old and middle.
Guys,
well, I would say
old.
7.5.
Man, not old, but late to middle.
I'm not that old, guys.
Yeah, so you're like late middle.
I'm going to shave my head bald. I'm going to keep the sideburns in the beard... And I'm just going to shave my head bald.
Yeah, you got to go like...
It's too thin of a hair.
Statham,
and it's just
Statham,
not,
yeah. Statham.
Yeah,
Matham.
That's what David a lot Statham? Of old people have Statham. Issues with.
You look like
and I'm
26.
Yeah, I'm 26 and my hair is this thin and I have such a receding hairline. I'm just going to shave it off.
Yeah, I can see new bald spots.
I don't understand. No. How does Ben have so much hair and you don't?
It's fucking luxurious.
Okay, dude, I saw a picture of
he
your
got
cousin.
A huge penis and I got long hair.
That's about it.
The bush is the biggest.
I saw a picture of your cousin. Holy shit, do you look exactly like your cousin.
Dave P?
I guess so. I don't know. I didn't see the name.
Yeah.
You guys had to have been switched at birth.
That's what I said. I looked a lot like Kenny when we were growing up. And
you still look
a
lot like Kenny.
Don't say that.
Kenny from like South Park?
No.
Yes.
Our cousin.
Yes.
South Cleveland Park.
I'm sure there was a park around there.
Somewhere.
Maybe.
Sure, whatever.
Except there's no parks in Cleveland.
So we had
a
Cleveland. Yeah, so I went to Baltimore. Baltimore was a thing. Very ghetto. Very, very different colored people there.
That's so fucked up, but we love it.
Walked into McDonald's, and it was like, oh, weird.
All right.
I'm gonna die.
When did they keep the lights off in the
Why is it so
dark
in here?
But you know what?
Oh my god, who said that?
I see a pair of floating eyes.
Oh, is that teeth? I see teeth.
Welcome to the racist part of the podcast.
Yeah, that's
you know what else is weird? You know how they have the ketchup pumps up there? They have sweet and sour pumps.
No shit.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm moving to Baltimore.
Ooh. You would not fit in.
Jay's like, bad idea. Stop.
Would not recommend.
Stop with your bad ideas.
It's like all these riots suck, but man, that sweet and sour pump.
You see the pictures of when they're all looting the restaurants and stuff, yeah. And you just see Sy there at the sweet and sour pump. It's just like a backpack.
It's on fire. And then in the fire rescue can't put it out because everyone chopped the hoses and stuff. That's a thing. Yeah, I don't know if you heard about that. Ridiculous.
Man, people are stupid.
Put it out with sweet and sour.
We're burning this building. Stop trying to put it out, asshole.
And then they're trying to use the sweet and sour sauce. It's just like, no!
Let go of it now!
That's actually why the building was burning down. I tried to put a barrier around it. All sweet and sour.
I was pumping the sweet and sour so fast, the friction started a fire.
But didn't melt the plastic.
Never.
Created a shockwave that
he broke the sound barrier.
He pulled a Scarlet Witch.
Oh yeah, we're supposed to have a spoiler cast of that.
Oh, eventually. We were. But Sy is here. Sy hasn't seen the Avengers.
Sy has to leave the room.
I haven't seen it, so don't spoil it.
That's
it. Why would you have a spoiler cast?
Because there's a lot of things to talk about. Because
some people are interested in listening to discussions about it when it's current.
There's a lot of
things. Then fucking talk about it. It's not like I'm going to the movies anytime soon.
It's not like the outcome wasn't incredibly predictable.
Right.
Actually,
yeah. Avengers.
Does it follow the comics? Does it follow the storyline?
No,
kind of.
They saved the world. Really? Shocking, I know. Okay.
Did they really?
They did.
Oh, yeah! Shit!
The world didn't end.
Totally didn't see that coming.
I know. Me neither. Yeah.
Guys, there's a lot of screaming going on.
I really thought
those are the
world
best
podcasts. Blow up.
That's why we have the limits on
that's why Jory levels it.
Yeah, got a hard limiter.
Yeah, that was
everything
hard
sounds
pass.
Like a nice pianist
whisper. I've got a soft limited.
Why'd
you look down?
I didn't.
Push her out of her chair. That was fucked up.
Shut up.
I thought you had her hand, and I was like, that's what's up. All right. This is getting freaky.
All right. The weird, dark part of the podcast. Should we turn the lights off to be more like the listeners?
Do it.
The listeners
I kind of like this.
Yeah.
This is nice.
Who wants to play Who's in My Mouth?
Can we tell? Damn it, Austin. He's rubbing my leg. It was weird.
Yeah. See, this is what all the listeners are imagining, just darkness.
Yeah,
just
that's
talking
true.
Darkness.
I said we should record ourselves with video like this, where we can only see like a silhouette of us in the dark.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, we decided we would live stream so everybody could watch us.
We should do that.
Can we do our entire panel at MetroCon in the dark?
No.
I would be hard
really
with the
shy.
Windows.
Hard pass.
In the sunlight.
There's no hard windows. Pass.
Yeah, there are.
Not in the inside rooms.
There are no inside rooms.
Yes,
yeah,
there
are inside rooms. Yeah, but those were like for events. Those weren't for panels. The panels were the outside rooms.
No, they were
rooms.
Totally for panels.
I guess that side was.
You know what?
Yeah,
we
but
went
that side
to the League of Legends panel, and it was.
We did not go to the. I did not go to the League of Legends
it
panel.
It was a little fucking trivia thing that they did.
You're right. Just in case something horrible happens to one of us, we need to pre-record that podcast. And then, like, if one of us gets, like, extremely sick or even dies, we can just place a mannequin in that seat and then put a microphone in front of it and just play the audio.
Yeah, we'll just get a large sound bites of all it, and we'll just, like, press the appropriate response.
That was extremely dark, Austin.
That's because we turned the lights
off.
When
one of us dies.
I don't care as long as you used, like, the big-titted mannequin that his mom has, so.
Why does your mom have a big-titted mannequin?
To replace who?
Me. I just want my tits. All I want is boobs.
They have surgeries, you know.
I know.
And it's a little bit easier than dying and replacing yourself with a mannequin.
Yeah, a little bit easier.
That's what you say.
Jesus, Austin, start this podcast.
See, I already have.
Damn, Austin, you should move to Baltimore. You're so dark.
Wow, man. We are just rolling those out.
It looks like McDonald's.
Shots fired.
No offense Baltimore. To the gays.
At least not the white gays.
Oh man!
I feel like a lot of this. Podcast
we need to add a black person to the podcast
no,
to balance
we don't.
Things
no,
out.
It's a bad idea. That's a horrible idea.
Wait,
hard pass.
Hold on. Serious question here.
Football pass.
Are there any black people at Rooster Teeth?
Oh, that was racist.
Oh,
ooh. Yeah. No. Well, there's like a half and half. I think
there was an Asian.
Oh,
I'm
rest
sorry.
In peace,
that was horrible.
But really, I don't think there's any black people at Rooster Teeth.
They have Josh.
Probably for a reason.
Is Josh black? Okay.
I don't think there's any, like, keynote black people. There's probably, like, some in, like, probably
animators or something.
Like,
yeah, but I don't think they have any, like, personalities that are black. Because
I don't think they have, like, cool, nerdy black people, you know? It's always a hard, extreme, nerdy black kid, or it's a gangster.
I take that back.
I totally know nerdy black people.
I work with two nerdy black people who aren't complete ghetto or complete nerds.
Oh, interesting.
Wow, look at us breaking the stereotypes.
I should say three, but he's closer to nerdy than he is ghetto.
And we know Smiles.
Smiles is not nerd. He's wrestling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with anything nerdy.
Like one of the guys has a Dragon Ball Z poster behind him.
Hey, guys, we should start talking about, like, Indians or something so we can, like, round out the offensiveness.
So these goddamn
right. No offense to the gays.
Fat people? Can we bring up fat people?
Dad.
Sorry. Damn it. Called myself out.
Yeah, you did. I called you fat.
Ben and Si's mom.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
Whore.
Jesus.
Wow. Wow, we're just going to be mean to everybody. You guys want to go around the room and say something really mean about each other?
No. Yes.
like in kindergarten when you had to, like,
Joey,
go around in the circle?
You four-eyed Jew.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow. Hey, well, you want to, like, insult the nose? Like,
yeah, that's where I was going at.
Look at the silhouette there.
That was my target.
Almost looked
Couldn't
like...
Couldn't miss it.
I was going to say, that's hard to miss.
Oh, my God.
Si's got a receding hairline.
Yeah.
Anybody
say something else?
Else.
I hear that all the time. Me. Say something.
You shrimp dick fuck nugget.
Oh.
You already used that one.
Okay. So what?
Not this podcast.
Used Four-Eyed
Jew. That's true. Four-Eyed Jew is a new one. Need a haircut.
You kind of look Amish, though.
Yeah.
Your hair
oh my
is, like,
God.
Wild.
You look
wild.
Amish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Amish people are Jewish, so that totally
Simon
makes sense.
Garfunkel.
Amish people and rabbis look
Amish
very similar.
Amish people are not Jewish.
Guys, you know yarmulke
totally
rhymes with harmonica.
They're not.
Whoa, dude, you just blew my fucking mind.
Yeah, right?
Harmonica, yarmulke, totally rhymes.
Har yarmulke?
I said yarmulke rhymes with harmonica.
But har yarmulke?
Har yarmulke.
Yeah, har yarmulke.
It's a melody har yarmulke.
You just take the harmonica off and it's... I don't know how to play harmonica.
You know, instead of like at church they play the organ, at the temple they play the... Yarmulke.
Maybe you should take a yarmulke to cover up your balding spots that you talk about.
Fuck you.
Oh, there you go.
I was
See,
helping
this
you
is
out.
God punishing you for not wearing your yarmulke all the time. So he's just
I'm
taking
not
your hair
Jewish.
So? Like, God gives a fuck?
I wear a yarmulke and look how beautiful my hair is. I have to cut it.
I have never seen you wear a yarmulke.
That's
Guys, can
I
we all wear yarmulkes to the panel?
To the panel?
No, we have to wear our dragon hats.
I vote yarmulkes.
I'm pretty sure we shouldn't. Just in case a whole bunch of Tumblr Nazis show up.
Can we?
I wouldn't want to record that. That sounds like a bonus.
Nazi.
That sounds like a bonus to me.
Can we tape or sew into our yarmulkes harmonicas?
I don't know how, but sure.
Can we sell those on Etsy? Our yarmulkes.
Hey, they would be handmade.
So amazing.
Just get like just a nice roll of duct tape.
I was going to say Yamonica, but that sounds like a black person's name.
Yamonica!
Or he's like Jamaican.
That's bad.
Never mind.
It's not.
Oh, boy.
I want to go home. Gonna be cut out.
Super offensive. Got to try hard not to filter ourselves.
We're going
to
be here for like an hour and a half, and the podcast is only going to be like 10 minutes long.
All right, nope, that was out.
Hey guys,
the
podcast
entire...
71, and it's over.
The entire podcast was, and that's how Ben ended up with a bucket of cum.
And it's done.
And that's the end of the podcast.
And that's how Ben ended up with you, shrimp dick fuck nugget.
So I finally have a washer and dryer.
All right. Yeah. Still don't have a stove. You fucking suck.
Yeah. Soon the backsplash guy is supposed to come tomorrow to look at it, which means next week we should have the backsplash installed, which means the microwave will be put up and the oven will be plugged in.
So I hate to pull a Nikki, but what's for dinner?
Yeah, what's for dinner, Nikki?
Dicks.
Well,
can I help you cook?
We talked about it in the car.
Because he wasn't in the car with you. I'm going to go with
everybody
up.
But me.
can
I help you cook? Can I help
no,
you
we
cook?
No, we were talking about going
Nikki.
Back to my house and finishing off
Nikki.
The
Nikki. But that's not really dinner. Cook?
Yeah, that's like
Shut
a...
Shut Dude. Eat the entire tray of nachos.
Nikki. I need like a well-balanced breakfast. Except for dinner. I need a well-balanced dinner.
Nikki. But to be fair, I did have 2 margaritas, a thing of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and like 6 beers.
A thing... What is a thing?
Like a glass.
A glass?
Yeah.
I'm imagining like Cinnamon Toast Crunch in a wine glass.
No,
wow, that's a good idea.
Drink.
That would be classy as fuck. Just have a spoon and a wine glass, like sitting around, or a martini glass.
I'm going to readjust.
I took a tequila shot out of a midget's asshole.
What?
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 Just kidding. I just wanted to break this whole stupid fucking talk you guys were having about nothing.
How rude.
Someone's jealous that he wasn't there.
I'm very jealous.
It wasn't me because I was sick.
Well, we could have nachos at my
It was
house.
On the group chat. If you don't check the group chat, it's not our fault.
I have it
it's
on silent because sometimes you guys talk about stupid shit, that? And my phone just meh, 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 and I'm like, shut the fuck up! And put you on silent, and then I forget to take you guys off.
You can snooze it for like an hour, I think.
Can you really?
I think
you got to teach me how to do that because I don't know how.
So the reason the cracks on my phone keep getting bigger is because every time the group chat goes off and I can't get to it while I'm at work, I just take my phone out of my pocket and throw it on the ground.
Well,
why?
Probably shouldn't do that.
You should probably like place it nicely on the ground.
And then just like kick it across the floor.
I'm trying to justify buying a new Galaxy.
Hey, Ben, we can arrange that. We can go up to the top floor and just boop.
Yeah, but that's like intentional. Like I'm trying
it
to
It would be for the internet, Ben.
That's true.
Hook up with a fat chick and have her sit on it.
Man, I had a friend who got a brand new PSP. No, this is years ago. This is middle school. Brand new PSP.
Why does he have to hook up with a fat
and
chick?
And sat on it.
Yeah, why can't I just have the fat chick sit on it?
Yeah, just like get on a bus and just like casually.
You want a backup story? Sorry, go on, Joy.
Just casually like slide it under the seat as the fat lady sits down, breaks the phone.
And then I could have her buy me a phone so I could be Jewish and not have to pay for a new phone.
You can't be Jewish. You don't have a receding hairline.
Wow.
Neither do you.
You're right.
Can we just make up like a new culture for me? Receding hairline?
Actually,
I believe in the God of receding hairlines.
I remember
go to the receding hairline church.
In my freshman year, there was a guy who was in my graduating class, but in my freshman year, he had a receding hairline.
Was he bald by senior year?
Yes.
You know, I believe that because there's a couple people at USF that have like very apparent receding hairlines. Like they look like they're 40 years old, and they're not. Like they take Sai's receding hairline and make it look like Sai has a full head of hair.
I'm talking about freshman year in high school.
I
want
to meet these people.
Yeah, because it's like they have long hair, like really long hair, but it's like
thin
at the back half of their forehead.
Oh,
the nice shiny front of their forehead.
Yeah,
maybe they just have really big
widow's
foreheads.
Peak.
No, it's definitely receding hairline.
I keep saying that I want to shave my hair like all the way off, and yep. I don't do it because like there's like a handful of people that are like, "Don't do that." Don't do that. And
listen,
then I'm like, I'm going to fucking do it. They're like, don't do
anyway.
That. I'm like,
It'll take a week at most to grow it back to normal.
Are you shitting me? This has been growing out since ShadowCon.
Wow.
Bull fucking shit.
When I shaved my hair, when I had that mohawk and I shaved it off for the interview, I had like a week after ShadowCon. This has been growing ever since. I have not cut it.
Since then. I've had three haircuts since ShadowCon.
I have no idea.
I
cut the sides of my hair, not the top.
Because I'm fucking poor.
Dyeing my hair cost me $50.
Fuck
yeah.
Just dyeing it.
Yeah, man, like a haircut and shave for me is going to cost me $50 on Friday.
Yeah.
But they do like the massage and the face massage and the towel and the shoulders and then the back and then the front.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. It doesn't go that far.
Yeah.
Shit, I'm going where Joey's going.
No, but they do actually miss.
I'm going where Austin's going.
The safe word's lasagna.
Oh.
All right, we know Nikki and Austin's safe word now. I'm just going to send them random texts in the middle of the night. Lasagna!
Why would that be our safe word?
I don't know.
Pizza's my safe word. It's because I just want pizza, though, so.
You just take that as cue to, like, order pizza. Yeah. And you're like, all right! Yeah, fuck this.
And
get off.
Like she smacks pizza. Me in the face. Pizza! I want pizza now. Sex gets me hungry, in case you guys didn't figure that out.
This fucking chair is like the loudest chair ever.
In the middle of sex, all I'm thinking about is Taco Bell. Like slamming into her, and I'm like, God, I could go for some fucking nachos right now.
This is not seafood.
Ooh.
Yeah, that would make it weird. I could go for some baths right now.
Long John Silver's not even real seafood.
Oh. Greasy, nasty seafood.
Shots fired.
Greasy.
I was actually with a girl who smelled like seafood.
Yep.
That's in a good way or a bad way?
Bad way.
Yep.
Yeah,
I don't know if there's a good way that can happen, but maybe. You never know.
Yeah, oh well.
Have I met this person?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, have I?
Maybe.
All right.
So, speaking of girls and bad decisions.
Nikki.
choose your next words carefully.
I'm coming to the point where I see all of my exes.
Did I choose carefully?
I'm coming to the point where I see all my exes start doing, like, major life-committing things. Like, one just got engaged. The other is pregnant. And another is doing heroin. I mean,
that's a life-changing goal.
See, that sounds very similar to me, except mine's like offensive-ish. It's like all of my exes have either gotten pregnant or fat.
That's true.
It is. All my pregnants have downgraded.
All your pregnants have downgraded.
All my exes have downgraded, so I'll take that one as a victory.
Would you like a pregnant?
Yeah, I would take one pregnant, please.
I don't care about my exes, so. I don't care what they're doing.
What?
After the podcast.
Okay. Just don't forget.
We'll forget.
You should put it in your phone as like notes or something. Or text it to me. Text
no,
like the
when
topic
I'm editing the podcast, I'll like. I'll just be like, hey guys, that thing. You remember that thing you got to talk about.
And then we'll end it.
And that'll be
so, nachos.
No.
It's not a fully balanced meal.
Nikki, let's cook something nachos together.
No, because if we cook something, by the time we get there, it's like 10:30. By the time we eat, it's like 11:30. And then it's like midnight.
Yeah, well, how's that different from going to Fridays?
That's right.
They took for fucking ever last time.
They did not take that long.
I was just really hungry.
Oh, yeah. It took forever to get there, too.
And it was good. It takes the same amount of time. It's both Applebee's and Fridays are 16 minutes.
Well, with two of us cooking, the cook time is going to cut right in half.
And
that's not how that works.
Unless you cook.
Everything takes the same amount of time to cook.
That's not fair. You gave me a grill that barely lit.
Well, you
I had to boil pasta on it.
You just like show up with all the
stuff.
Stop food,
yelling!
Like,
you're tearing this family apart!
Ooh. No, she's just fat.
Oh, I just had deja vu.
I mean, we could make tacos.
Were you sitting in the dark?
I call a lot of people fat and then people laugh. So that's...
What? Motherfucker.
Asking
do
a girl when she was due
and
she was just
tacos.
Fat.
Yes.
Do I want to make tacos? That sounds like
fuck
a really
yeah
good idea.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Let's do that.
Guys, I found a fucking
I'm gonna order
I
a
shut up. No, shut up. Listen. I found a taco trick on how to make soft shell tacos, hard shell tacos.
No.
And it's in the microwave.
Do that?
No.
You put it in a coffee cup, like you fold it, like it would make a U shape, like an actual hard shell taco.
And it takes
put it in a coffee
moisture.
And you put it in you put it in the microwave and it takes the moisture out. When you take it out, it crunches. It's hard. And it's not stale at all.
Why would you want to do that?
Well, you
in
know,
case
some people like hard shell tacos and all
right,
they have a soft shell
hard
taco.
Shell tacos. But
well,
people
who
like hard shell tacos deserve to die, and their entire family deserves to be crucified and murdered.
I would just want to say, I just was on an airplane yesterday, totally had peanuts on the airplane.
Nice.
From the airplane, people.
Penis?
Dude, I would lick
you had
the
dick
salt
on the
off
airplane?
A peanut.
Yeah.
How rude.
What?
What?
Just saying.
For all those people who are penis intolerant.
Penis intolerant?
Yeah.
I'm allergic. I feel oppressed
penis
by penises.
Everyone who is a feminist.
Yeah, they're all oppressed by penises.
Yeah, they're penis intolerant.
Yeah. It's like a bad allergy. They could totally
okay, so
die from
food
penis.
Yeah,
food.
And like I'm lactose intolerant, so when I
food
eat cheese, my food bowels just
we're not even
I can't 30 control
them. Yet.
Where when a feminist sees a penis, she can't control her mouth.
Oh.
Moving.
That sounds more like a whore, yeah. Sounds more like my mom.
That's my ex-wife.
What?
Every time I move on this shirt, it sounds like a fucking fart. I hate it.
Son. Dad?
Yeah, that's right.
Son.
Dad?
Grandma?
Son, I am disappointed.
Mom?
Oh. Oh.
Okay, so tacos and nachos. Nacho
we're
taco.
We're only at 30 minutes, Nikki.
Nacho taco.
We're only at 30 minutes.
It's nacho taco.
Nacho taco.
It's nacho taco.
And last week you guys were all like, oh man, we're stopping so early. Let's go at least another hour and a half.
I think a lot of us are like hungover hungry though.
Not yeah me. I'm just
angry.
I'm not hungover, but I
woke up.
Angry.
I woke up this morning.
I woke
and
up like this.
No, you didn't.
You shut your face.
I did.
I also had to wake up like 6 hours earlier than everyone else.
That's not true. I was up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
That's true. It was like 3 hours earlier. Maybe two.
I was up at 8 and I woke up and I was like, how the fuck did I get here? I was at my friend's house and I was just like, I called Jordan. I was like, can you pick me up? Because she's dropping Riley off to me. And she was like, where you at? And I was like, I don't know. But then I just sent her a pin to where I was, apparently. I woke
up in
my friend's room.
If you had hangouts, you could say, share my location.
Hey,
true.
You got blackout drunk and didn't lose your phone. Congratulations.
Yes! I did. No, that's a lie. I did lose my phone. It was right in front of me, though. Like, I woke up, and it was in between the wall and the bed. I woke up, and I was like, where's my phone? And I was, like, running around the living room, and I was, like, running around outside. I was like, where is it? I go back in the room, and I'm like, ah, fire. I was like, oh, wait, what if I plugged it in? And I looked, and I was like, yeah, I plugged it in. It's right there.
Yeah, go drunk side. You did it.
I don't know how I did it, but I did it.
Drunk side did it. You
so, hold on. What if every time you blacked out prior to, you were looking for a charger, and you just ended up, like, plugging it into a stick on the ground? and, like, shoving a stick into the charging port?
Well, that would make sense, because I lost one inside of a porta potty. So I probably was like, "Here's a charging there's station. An outlet down here somewhere."
Why that's is my gross. Hand blue?
Dad, I'm a Smurf.
Dad,
why aren't you answering me?
Dad,
I'm talking to a brick I found on the floor.
Like, Dad, why are you in the urinal with me? Why are you here with me?
You're like cuddling up next to a brick. Dad!
I drew a happy face on it. And on the back, it's a sad face because he's disappointed in me because I'm a failure at life.
Dad, if you're red, why am I blue?
Am I a milkman kid? A milkman baby?
And then like a week later when they go to like take the porta potty back, you just see Saya curled up in a ball hugging onto a brick with a smile on his face.
Yeah, they move the porta potty, and as they move it, they just reveal a passed out Sai behind it with a brick curled up in a ball. I'm just like rocking back and forth whimpering. Like,
and your phone falls out.
Oh man.
Fully charged.
I did find the outlet. It was inside the porta potty, in fact. That's a joke, guys. I really did. <Full
circle. laughs> I'm just trying to imagine like how like they run the power to the porta potty. Like what the mentality is behind
it's
powering
the
a porta potty.
They piss on this wheel and the wheel spins and generates electricity somehow and it goes into the outlet.
Because why the hell would you stick a hamster in a porta potty?
Right? Duh.
Yeah. Hamsters are expensive. You know how much hamster labor is these days?
Like porta potties were actually hamster electric generating areas. But people started peeing in them, yeah. So they had to remove the hamsters.
Okay, yeah, I came in and was like, I really got to pee. This is, I'm sorry, hamster. And you just started peeing.
Yeah, and then, you know, the problem was the hamsters, they were starting to like, get all antsy and like, man, I deserve $15 an hour. And just all, yeah, it all went downhill from there.
We were actually talking about that at work. We were talking about how you can fold on a server. Like the
fold at home?
The protein folding.
Yeah,
the
protein folding. Yeah.
Well, we were talking about like your server would process so much data that like it would become self-aware.
Yeah,
I heard protein and I was thinking of food, and then you were like, computers!
That's better
like,
than semen.
Huh?
Semen has protein.
It does.
Lots of it.
I read a story once about a guy who was like really into gains and stuff. Okay. And he'd just taken his protein shake or whatever, and his girlfriend gave him a blowjob or something, and then he finished, and he's like, oh god, I'm losing my gains! And then tried to eat them back because he didn't want to lose them.
Ew.
It was really gross. Yeah.
I'd like to hope that story is totally fake.
I would hope so.
Well, it's a running joke on 4chan working out thing where like everyone's gay on there. It's like, you know, they can't get a girl, so they work out to get girls, and they realize that they're interested in men.
All right. Okay. I guess that makes sense.
So I'm just
only on 4chan people.
Only fat people on 4chan would come up with things like that. Because everybody knows all 4chan users are fat.
That's not necessarily true, though, because
and
I mean,
they're all men.
There's the workout section. There is a legitimate workout section. Like
you keep saying workout, and I start sweating.
We're being sarcastic.
You know, that and you're not fat would be a prime example as to why not everybody on 4chan is fat.
I'm
not on 4chan.
Actually, every once in a while, I'm shocked by the difference like boards on 4chan are like really normal.
There's a workout section.
Normal
there's
and
a
professional
gun section.
And
like people are knowledgeable about guns. I'm like, hey. I have this gun. What's a good holster? Everyone's like, this holster.
And they're like totally legit. Like, not, like ridiculous.
I said, I'm a thin-framed person and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, why don't you use this holster? It's good for this and this. I'm like, okay.
It's good for your heart.
Porn.
See,
actually, balance.
One of the guns I have now is because someone recommended I buy it from a certain website. For
if I was on 4chan and somebody was like, I have this gun. What's a good holster? I'd be like, a toaster! I don't know anything.
That's random.
Oh. Well, I don't know anything about it, see? So I'd be in the wrong section.
Yeah. If someone asked me what a good holster for their gun was, I'd say their mouth.
Oh.
Oh.
That got dark.
See, like I said, that'd be random. Not gun. Not commando.
Gun! Call for help.
What?
Did anybody see the lady who was like held hostage in her house and she was getting like not really kidnapped, but she was getting held hostage and she was getting robbed? And she ordered a pizza and it said like, large pepperoni pizza, call 911, please help. And the lady that got the order called 911, and she was literally getting kidnapped. Yeah,
and please help.
But and everybody gets to say, everybody was okay.
Kidnapper was like, hey, you, order a pizza for me. Like,
that's what I was thinking, but she could have been like in the closet on her phone, and you can't call 911 because I'll fucking hear you. She
really
could have been in the closet and like ordering a pizza because you can't text the 911 either.
What are you doing? Are you fucking like
you
whipping out your credit card and be like,
yeah,
put in your credit card? Well, I guess you can pay cash.
Yes, you can.
Wait, what?
You can text 911
in certain areas.
You can now, yeah.
In certain areas, not all over the place.
And if you call 911 and then let it ring and like they answer and you hang up,
yeah, they come to your house.
No,
anyway.
But better yet, I found out If you call 911 instantly, even if you hang up as soon as you press the dial button, they will call you back.
Yes, that's true.
Because there were some little girls at the gym who were doing that on the emergency phone, and they were calling them back. And, you know, that was, yeah. And then,
wait,
like,
there was some dumb kids calling 911 at the gym.
Yeah.
I should have smacked them all.
My sister died
on people's cell phones.
When she was younger.
I mean, they didn't know. They were just doing the emergency dial thing that before it unlocks. And, but, you know, they were sitting there thinking, yeah. Anyway.
Well, I when I was younger, I used to call, it was like a weather line.
Uh-huh.
And it was 391-1111. 111. Yeah, I said that right. And one time I dialed it in and I missed the three and I just put 911-1111.
And it stops at 911.
And they answered and I was like, oh shit, and I hung up. And they called back and my dad had to answer the phone and tell him that I didn't.
You know what was really interesting though is
that cops still came.
When that whole thing was happening, when the kids were accidentally dialing it, one called and so we hung up immediately and then they called back. And whoever's phone it was didn't feel comfortable answering. So I answered. I was like, yeah, don't worry. Everything's fine here. They didn't mean to call. It was like, if I had just kidnapped that person and they called 911 and I just answered the phone, I'm like, don't worry about it. Everything's fine here.
They didn't show up?
They didn't show up. They
what?
Like, they just like accepted the fact that everything was okay because I answered the phone and said it was okay.
I actually did that to my sister. My sister is very overdramatic. And one time when my brother like didn't want her to do something, and she was like crying and stuff and called 911 since my parents weren't answering. And she hung up, or I hung up on, I like hung it up or unplugged it or something, and they called back. And I answered, I'm like, hey, sorry, I was just trying to call my parents. Their phone number's 917, blah, blah, blah. And I actually dialed 911. They're like, oh, okay.
Boop. Huh.
You could have been murdering your sister. And just like, yeah, no, it was an accident. Sorry. They're like, oh, okay. Yeah, no.
There's a serial killer listening into this podcast right now. Like,
he's
oh my
like
God,
taking notes.
Smart.
He's like,
he's
really?
In
class
that's
right
all
now.
You got to do. Just say, oh, sorry. I didn't mean to call you.
He's
all
in class right. In high school taking notes.
These notes, so beware.
Nobody's afraid of you, Nikki.
Shut up.
There's zero people in this room
either,
afraid of you.
Because I'm more armed than you are, always.
Dude, no. I watch Gone Girl.
Even
I
when you two sleep together, he's always got... Jesus Christ.
Is that... Oh, it's a switchblade.
It's a knife.
I thought that was an ammo...
An ammo clip?
An ammo... in his pocket.
Magazine.
You don't want to know where the gun is.
Hey.
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 Food.
Stop, Nikki. You're going to end every single podcast from here until the end of the year with, I'm hungry.
No,
she's going to start every podcast.
Inside. This is how it's been since you've been gone.
Damn it. We need to put an end to
that. You know what's funny? Nikki's the only one who doesn't pay for her food.
That's true.
That's not true. Sometimes I don't pay for my food.
All right.
Cy brings up a good point.
Out of the percentage of people who are here.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mathematically speaking, statistically.
And she's here
and
every
stuff.
Time, and sometimes I'm not here.
Yeah.
Calculusness.
And every time Nikki says she's hungry.
I really wanted to be here for the live stream. I did not put up this video from Soho. I promise you. Ask Ben. I talked to him about it.
I saw the video from a mutual friend, and you were in it.
May have been from the night before.
Maybe.
Did you think about that?
Maybe. I don't know.
Because I was in Soho the night before.
Well, maybe.
And I got shit tanked, and then I went to work in the morning, got home, and then Dan and Lauren were like, we're going to the Macaroni and Cheese Festival. So I went to that, and then I got home, and I was just dead. I was like, I need to sleep. Uh-huh. And I did. When I text Ben, said I was dead.
I don't remember that this Saturday.
That's fine.
Did y'all say the Macaroni and Cheese Festival earlier?
No.
Did y'all talk about that? That's so weird. That's the second time I've heard that today.
Really?
Some guy was like, man, they make some weird festivals. Like, there was a macaroni and cheese festival.
Yeah, it was downtown. It was fucking amazing.
It's like, I could
see, if Ben
would
have picked me up from downtown, it would have been a lot easier. I would have just went
straight. You could have walked.
But as soon as I got...
It's less than a half a mile from the festival.
I don't know how to get to your house from there.
You just
literally walk towards the highway. You can't miss it.
You guys can say that because you've been here all the time and you've been in downtown for the past year. I've been to your house
I've been in downtown for like a month and a half.
Man, if only you had a handheld device that fit in your pocket that could access a countless amount of information, including maps.
Yeah, well, I didn't know the address.
Man, if only you had some magical device...
That could text people.
That could text people. And ask them where they live.
I said Ben picked me up from downtown, and then he didn't respond in time. But once I got home and I like got in the bed, I was dead. No, by the time he texted me back, I was already literally in the car on the way home.
I immediately texted you back within 30
seconds.
Well, he
didn't
text
you until he already got home.
No, that's not true. I texted him while like we were about to, right before they said, we'll probably leave.
I'm not going to front, though. Those Jolly Rancher Chew things are on point.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's random as fuck.
Yeah.
Because they have a strawberry one in there now.
What the fuck are we talking
about? Trust me, I didn't go out because Dan was working and Lauren had gone to sleep as soon as we got home, too.
All right, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
You need to because I'm not lying to you.
I will.
Right. I would never blow off the live stream to go out drinking when I was already severely fucking hungover.
All right. I believe you. You going to be here this Saturday?
I will be here. No. Right. Well, maybe. What time would we do the podcast on Saturdays?
10.
I get out of work at like 9, 10.
I'll go pick you up.
Okay. Good. I'm right there anyway, so yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, because we have a new game. Do you like soccer?
I love soccer.
Do you like basketball?
Scott Sterling! I like basketball, too.
Imagine a mix between Mario graphics with soccer and basketball mixed together.
Yeah.
And like soccer ball?
Yeah.
It's like basketball. Like when I did baseball.
Imagine if Twitter designed a game.
I don't want to do that.
What?
You don't want to know what's going through my head right now.
Twitter. Mm.
What about Twitter?
Jesus.
I hardly even know her.
If Twitter designed a game, I would imagine it to be Angry Birds, actually.
That would make sense.
Yeah,
man, Twitter missed out on a fantastic marketing opportunity.
All right.
Oh, I just got the joke.
Wow, Austin.
I was like, dude.
One eternity later.
Does everybody talk about Angry Birds on Twitter or something?
So is this going to be a thing now where we just record the podcast in the dark?
That's fine.
I like it.
I kind of like it, too.
It also takes out the social awkwardness.
It does. I feel like everything's flowing really nice, and we've got stories. We don't have to awkwardly stare each other in the eyes.
Right?
Like even though we're all looking at each other, like, I'm clearly looking at Joey.
Yeah, but I can't really see your eyes, so it makes it less awkward.
I can see it in
your
eyes.
Can we do the live stream like this?
I've known you guys for several years. You smile. Well, Nikki the least, but I've known most of you for at least 2-3 years.
Hey, that's true.
Ben, I've known you all my life.
I was going to say, I've known you for at least 8 years.
I just got really, really dizzy.
I don't think there's social awkwardness between us because we've known each other forever.
It's true.
We just don't like looking at each other.
Yeah, but I think it brings a different dynamic, not having to like really see each other, you know?
Yeah.
We feel more comfortable in our skin. It's kind of like confession at church. You don't have to look at him, and you're like, yeah, I fucked a hooker, and then I killed her. And then, see, it's all okay, because you don't have to look him in the eyes.
Yeah, and he won't call the cops either.
Yeah, because he's protected under the secret of God or something.
Or something.
Just like my therapist and my doctor.
No, they can actually call the cops on you.
Well, that's because I killed them, but that's, yeah. But I told the priest, so the priest was like, yeah, that's, I can't. God will punish you, but I can't say anything, so good job.
Did I
you
talk did about... It.
Ugh.
Mm. Ugh. 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 Ugh.